模拟卷一 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good morning. Room service. Could you send up something to eat?
Okay. The minimum charge for any first order is $2. What would you like?
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?2. Here we are. Oh no, the shop is closed for lunch from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 12:15.
Question. How long must the speakers wait?
3. Peter, stop playing computer games. Do your homework right now.
Another 5 minutes, please. I'll be finished soon. I have not much homework today.
Question. What is the possible relationship between the two speakers? 4. I'd like a hamburger and 2 chicken wings. What about you?
Get me a glass of water. I'm broke after I got my computer upgraded.
Question. What does the man mean?
5. It would be easier to get around if you have a driver's license.
Traffic rules are too complicated to me, and there are a lot of reasons to use public transportation.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?6. It's almost lunchtime, but I still have several pages to get through.
Meals are important. Let's grab a bite first. I'm starving.
Question. What does the woman suggest doing? 7. Guess what? This weekend I caught a fish as big as a table.
In your dreams, there's no way you caught a fish that big.
Question. How does the woman feel?
8. I'm so nervous, I can't fall asleep. Tomorrow is the first night of the play.
I wouldn't be if I were you. You are so well prepared. Just take it easy and have a good dream.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
9. I have a whole week. I'd like to go to France to see the Eiffel Tower, or Italy for the awesome food, or maybe Spain for the amazing beaches.
Okay. Make up your mind.
Question.What are the two speakers talking about? 10. I am fed up with the food here. I miss my mum's cooking.
2 more weeks to go. You must be counting the days.
Question. What can we learn about the man?Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
With Easter almost upon us, it's a time for families to take a break from their busy lives and spend some quality time with one another. There's no better way to do so than to head down to Lloyd Ellesmere Park and experience the Stations of the Cross, hosted by Session Community Trust. The event will be held over a three-day period from Friday until Sunday at the depot, and will host a range of unique exhibitions for the viewing pleasure of the public. Preparations have been underway for the past 9 months as various artists work together on developing a theme for the exhibition and gallery designs. The exhibition's theme, entitled Stage, will offer a range of artistic pieces from traditional to creative, said exhibition manager Danane Reynolds. It will reflect on universal themes of the Easter story, such as guilt, injustice, and perhaps, most importantly, hope. Artists of all ages will have their masterpiece shown off, and local resident Jewel Turinski will be returning to host a workshop designed to further develop the painting abilities of the younger artists. "I love working with teenagers in the artistic discovery process," she said. "There is some real talent in the group, and it will be an amazing experience for these young artists to have their art exhibition for the first time." The exhibition will also provide a cafe on site for those wishing to hang around for a bite to eat and soak up the relaxed atmosphere. Starting at 5 p.m. on April 14th, a Good Friday service will be held in the exhibition space before the gallery's official opening at 6 p.m. The event concludes on Easter Sunday with an opportunity to meet the artists at 5 p.m. and promises to be an enjoyable and relaxing way to spend Easter this year.
Now listen again, please.
With Easter almost upon us, it's a time for families to take a break from their busy lives and spend some quality time with one another. There's no better way to do so than to head down to Lloyd Ellesmere Park and experience the Stations of the Cross, hosted by Session Community Trust. The event will be held over a three-day period from Friday until Sunday at the depot, and will host a range of unique exhibitions for the viewing pleasure of the public. Preparations have been underway for the past 9 months as various artists work together on developing a theme for the exhibition and gallery designs. The exhibition's theme, entitled Stage, will offer a range of artistic pieces from traditional to creative, said exhibition manager Danane Reynolds. It will reflect on universal themes of the Easter story, such as guilt, injustice, and perhaps, most importantly, hope. Artists of all ages will have their masterpiece shown off, and local resident Jewel Turinski will be returning to host a workshop designed to further develop the painting abilities of the younger artists. "I love working with teenagers in the artistic discovery process," she said. "There is some real talent in the group, and it will be an amazing experience for these young artists to have their art exhibition for the first time." The exhibition will also provide a cafe on site for those wishing to hang around for a bite to eat and soak up the relaxed atmosphere. Starting at 5 p.m. on April 14th, a Good Friday service will be held in the exhibition space before the gallery's official opening at 6 p.m. The event concludes on Easter Sunday with an opportunity to meet the artists at 5 p.m. and promises to be an enjoyable and relaxing way to spend Easter this year.
Questions 11. What event does the speaker introduce?
What's the name of the exhibition's theme in Lloyd Ellesmere Park?
Thirteen. What's the purpose of offering a workshop in the exhibition?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
I'm very happy to be writing about our community's new ferry platform at Half Moon Bay that opened last week with significant government funding. On Friday, we were able to witness its official opening. Ferries are a growing part of how locals in Botany, Hawick and Pakuranga travel into Auckland CBD. And it is important for services to match this growing demand. I am proud to see the $2.75 million government transport grant has made this happen. Our funding contribution makes the government the single largest funding partner. Without this funding, the project may never have started. I'd also like to thank Auckland Transport and Hawick Local Board for their contributions towards the project. This ferry platform has been designed with the strong westerly prevailing winds in mind to ensure that passengers enjoy more comfort and much less exposure to the strong winds. A ferry bus centre in the near future will also ensure that commuters and other harbour users are separated to improve passenger flows. This will make commuting to the CBD easier and faster with ferry and bus services at Half Moon Bay located in one area. Increasing public transport usage is a vital part of our complicated transport situation for the future. That's why our funding for public transport has grown by 55% since we have been in government. In the last financial year, the government put $200 million into public transport. Auckland's local authorities funded $163 million. Public transport usage in Auckland this year has now passed 87 million trips per year. This number needs to keep climbing, though. The upgraded Half Moon Bay Ferry Terminal will provide better transport options for our community. I look forward to seeing it getting great use in the future. Now listen again, please. I'm very happy to be writing about our community's new ferry platform at Half Moon Bay that opened last week with significant government funding. On Friday, we were able to witness its official opening. Ferries are a growing part of how locals in Botany, Hawick and Pakuranga travel into Auckland CBD. And it is important for services to match this growing demand. I am proud to see the $2.75 million government transport grant has made this happen. Our funding contribution makes the government the single largest funding partner. Without this funding, the project may never have started. I'd also like to thank Auckland Transport and Hawick Local Board for their contributions towards the project. This ferry platform has been designed with the strong westerly prevailing winds in mind to ensure that passengers enjoy more comfort and much less exposure to the strong winds. A ferry bus centre in the near future will also ensure that commuters and other harbour users are separated to improve passenger flows. This will make commuting to the CBD easier and faster with ferry and bus services at Half Moon Bay located in one area. Increasing public transport usage is a vital part of our complicated transport situation for the future. That's why our funding for public transport has grown by 55% since we have been in government. In the last financial year, the government put $200 million into public transport. Auckland's local authorities funded $163 million. Public transport usage in Auckland this year has now passed 87 million trips per year. This number needs to keep climbing, though. The upgraded Half Moon Bay Ferry Terminal will provide better transport options for our community. I look forward to seeing it getting great use in the future.
Questions 14. Who has contributed most to the project of the community's new ferry platform?
Which of the following statements is true about the new ferry bus center?
How much funding has been given by the government to improve public transport in the last financial year?
17 to 20 are based on the following conversation.
Emma, what do you know about robots?
Robots? Not much. They talk in a funny way in the movies. But I'd like to have one to do the housework. Are you reading anything interesting about robots in that newspaper?
A study from Oxford University has suggested that 35% of existing UK jobs are being performed automatically in the next 20 years.
That sounds not interesting at all. What does that mean?
I'll read it to you. According to the professor, computers are increasingly able to learn to perform a much wider range of tasks than they've been able to do in the past. So as a result, it's not just manual labor that's coming under threat, it's increasingly mental labor, the labor of the mind.
So do you think intelligent machines could replace us?
Hard to say. Computers and machines are getting smarter. Office workers who do repetitive jobs could be replaced with software.
But surely jobs like being a doctor or a lawyer are safe, right?
Well, some white-collar jobs may be less safe than you think. At one city law firm, junior staff have to read through contracts, assessing them for risks. But now an artificial intelligence program can do that faster and better.
Then are the lawyers still needed?
Of course. Lawyers have far better, higher-value legal analysis to worry about. The professor thinks that there is work for the lawyers and the computers. In fact, it sounds like a good division of labor. The computers do the boring stuff and the lawyers do the more interesting work.
That sounds not bad. If we have a robot and do the boring stuff, I can do the more interesting work. Now, listen again, please.
Emma, what do you know about robots?
Robots? Not much. They talk in a funny way in the movies. But I'd like to have one to do the housework. Are you reading anything interesting about robots in that newspaper?
A study from Oxford University has suggested that 35% of existing UK jobs are being performed automatically in the next 20 years.
That sounds not interesting at all. What does that mean?
I'll read it to you. According to the professor, computers are increasingly able to learn to perform a much wider range of tasks than they've been able to do in the past. So as a result, it's not just manual labor that's coming under threat. It's increasingly mental labor, the labor of the mind.
So do you think intelligent machines could replace us?
Hard to say. Computers and machines are getting smarter. Office workers who do repetitive jobs could be replaced with software.
But surely jobs like being a doctor or a lawyer are safe, right?
Well, some white-collar jobs may be less safe than you think. At one city law firm, junior staff have to read through contracts, assessing them for risks. But now an artificial intelligence program can do that faster and better.
Then are the lawyers still needed?
Of course. Lawyers have far better, higher-value legal analysis to worry about. The professor thinks that there is work for the lawyers and the computers. In fact, it sounds like a good division of labor. The computers do the boring stuff and the lawyers do the more interesting work.
That sounds not bad. If we have a robot and do the boring stuff, I can do the more interesting work.
Questions 17. What is the man doing?
18. According to the conversation, how many of the UK jobs are being replaced in 2 decades?
According to the conversation, which is most unlikely to be replaced by intelligent machines?
20. What is the conversation mainly about?